Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. With all the noise coming out of Washington, focusing on health care, cap and trade, financial regulation, it's easy to forget about some other serious issues that need attention. This Congress and the Obama administration are taking us down a dangerous path of trade conflict. There's powerful pressure in Congress to deny imports of Chinese chicken, and now the Chinese have cut back on the imports of our chicken. President Obama imposed a 35% tariff on Chinese tires. What do you think the Chinese will do? Well, they will retaliate by not buying any chicken. And soybeans could be next. They've added auto parts to the list. We're not going to get ahead by picking trade fights. Do you remember when President Bush imposed tariffs on steel in 2001? Well, Russia retaliated by closing the door on a long list of ag products. It was devastating. Presidents do these kind of things to appease their constituents. President Bush was listening to our steel industry suffering from the last recession. President Obama and his Congress are tied to the labor union. They are protectionist. This back and forth, tit for tat, can escalate. The steel tariff imposed by President Bush was a big mistake, but he later made up for it by writing and negotiating a series of bilateral trade agreements. President Clinton, over union labor objections, pushed most favored nation trading status for China and wrote bilateral trade agreements. Let's face it, we are part of a global economy. Trade restrictions hurt everyone. Now, this administration and Congress have abdicated our trade leadership. The Colombia, Panama, and South Korea trade agreements sit on the shelf. No action. Congress passed a bill to ban Mexican trucks on our highways, and that is a direct violation of NAFTA. U.S. Energy Secretary, he wants to impose a carbon tax on imports. Countries around the world are fighting their way out of the global recession. The easy political payoff is to shut the door on some imports and take political credit. Well, we can lose control of that game and end up in a real trade war. It's time for the United States to show some leadership on trade. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and